Week 4, Praying Persistently with God as Our Faith. Day 1, Mark 11:22, And Jesus answered and said to them, Have faith in God. Mark 11:24, For this reason I say to you, all things that you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and you will have them. The first God-man's teaching was according to God's will for the accomplishment of his economy. Not many see that the Lord's teaching on prayer is related to God's economy, which is to be accomplished by his faithful people doing his will. The one who taught the disciples to pray by faith was the God-man, Christ. He is the only one who is absolutely right before God. To pray such a prayer, we must be right persons doing God's will. This is God's will not in small matters, such as where we should move, but his great will for the accomplishment of God's economy. We should be those who are carrying out God's will to accomplish his economy. The real will of God that we have to carry out is to take care of the producing and building up of God's organism, which is the body of Christ that will consummate the New Jerusalem. The praying one could have faith in God without doubting, but believing that he had received what he asked for and he would have it. The praying one is now one with God, in union with God. He is mingled with God, so God becomes his faith. This is what it means to have faith in God, according to the Lord's word in Mark 11:22. The praying one is absolutely one with God, and God becomes his faith. Soon after the United States defeated Iraq in 1991, one day a thought came to me, why don't you go to Russia? Now is the time. When I fellowshiped with the leading co-workers about this, they all agreed with me. So we announced to the saints that we would follow the Lord's leading to go to Russia. Right away, there was a response from the body for this move of the Lord. This is a testimony that I had the full faith that we received a success. By the time we decided to go to Russia, a number of the saints had been trained and prepared by finishing 2 terms of the full-time training in Anaheim. They responded that they would go, and in November 1991, over 30 went to Russia. Right away, the financial support came from the churches. In Russia today, there are 2 big churches in Moscow and St. Petersburg. Recently, 35 more churches have been established. Also, there are numerous locations with groups of seeking Christians who have left the denominations and are waiting for us to visit them to help establish them as local churches. Besides Russia, the Lord has been moving in other Eastern European countries, such as Poland, Albania, Romania, and Armenia. This has been the Lord's doing. We have just followed his leading. This is the experience of having faith in God without doubting, and believing that we have received what we have asked for, so that we receive it. We have to pray according to God's will for the fulfillment of his economy. Then we are one with God and the right persons in God's eyes. Then we have the assurance that we have received what we have prayed for. If we ask the Lord for things that satisfy our desire, we will not receive anything. This is because our prayer is not according to God's will for the fulfillment of God's economy, and we are not the right persons. First, we must be the right persons, absolutely one with God. One night during my imprisonment by the Japanese for 30 days, I looked up and said, Lord, you know why I am here. At the time, it seemed as if the Lord Jesus was right before me. I had the full assurance to say to the Lord, Lord, I am imprisoned for your sake. We must first be the right persons before God, persons who are one with God. Then we can have God as our faith and pray according to our knowledge of God's will for the fulfillment of his economy.